Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, we are excited to play with you. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am your host for this hour. Well, we definitely are imperfectly brilliant and irreverent and everything else. You know, today, my fun and irreverent and imperfectly brilliant guest is Becky Vaness, and I'm very grateful that she agreed to come play with us. And we are talking today about creating with your body. And how can we use our bodies to create a future and a different reality? And is that even possible? So I know that Becky has done some really amazing things with her body. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what she did, the questions she asked, the tools she used to create a body that is an award-winning figure competitor. And so that is in itself is like, whoa, that's really cool. So, Becky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yay.
So a little bit about Becky. She is a wife. She's a mom of three. She's an international speaker, and she's also an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as I am. And that's how we met, through this wonderful body of work that we are so fortunate to play with and use in our everyday lives. And it certainly has changed our lives, and that's why we do it. We love sharing the tools and spreading the amazingness that it is. And like I said before, she's an award-winning figure competitor. She's an outdoor adventure enthusiast, and she's got a nationally televised TV show and a lot of different businesses, and she's really a dynamic woman, and I'm very honored that you are playing with us today. So, Becky, what would you like to start this conversation with about embodying and creating with your body and creating a possibility for something greater?
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Cause this is one of my favorite topics, is bodies. and, you know, yes, I was a figure competitor. I would love to maybe even start there. Like, I didn't one day just wake up and be like, hey, I would love to, you know, lift weights and because that is what a figure competitor is, if anybody is not aware of that. Like, there's different categories of transformation in your body. There's like bikini, then there's figure, then there's like bodybuilding, and there might even be another category. But what happened for me is one day I woke up, and actually, you know what, it was kind of around this time of year, and I was like, you know what, next year is my year. And I'm showing up. Like, I'm choosing to show up. And I think I had a series of events that just were popping for me at the time where I recognized where I would diminish myself or be smaller around certain people, if that makes sense. have you ever found yourself around certain people? It's almost like you have a dial. And, you know, depending on what's going on, who you're with, you either turn yourself up, you kind of turn down to kind of adjust to everybody that you're around. So you make them comfortable. That was my thing, making everybody else just very comfortable and trying to just make their experience, you know, happy, which you and I both know it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work. And so I finally figured out kind of, wow, this doesn't work. You can't make other people happy. Being smaller doesn't make them more comfortable. It just made me miserable. And, you know, I guess if that even makes sense, like to give you an example is that I would be around a bunch of women and then say they're with your husbands. And sometimes I would make myself seem not smart or downplay my looks because even though I'm married and I've been married for, you know, with my husband almost 27 years, women can be like, oh, you want my man? It's just very interesting things throughout my whole life. And I'm sure you all have your own experiences of being too much for people. And when I decided to show up no matter what, I'm showing up no matter what that looks like. I'm going to be as smart and happy and fun as, you know, I truly am. And it actually turned into then a figure competition.
Wow.
Interesting. And it was step by step.
Was this something that you had always wanted to do, was to be that a competitor? Okay.
No, it actually was not. And so my intention was to work on me and be all of me. If you can even get that, you know how sometimes you just feel like you turn yourself down. I'm so happy, and that irritates people. You know, when they're not always that happy in their life, and you show up and you're a ball of like, hi, what's going on, everybody? What are we doing today? It kind of irritates people. And that's kind of, you know, where I was at, and the willingness to just really be happy, show up. I started working out, and I found that the more I was in this creation of changing my body, the more things changed for me. And I think I'm missing one piece, is that I, throughout the years, end up putting more weight on to sort of diminish myself and maybe even sort of tone myself down. And at the time, I didn't realize that that's what I did. It was almost a form of hiding. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it doesn't have to make sense, but maybe some people can relate. And so I probably was maybe 30 pounds, 40 pounds more than, you know, what I am now. And, you know, that always varies. But I believe when you're just willing to show up and be whatever, you know, your choices want to create, the weight started coming off. And I would start working out. And I actually did not realize, but I am a big creator. I have businesses. I have different things. Well, you actually can be in creation with your body, just like you create everything else. It's a choice. And I found that out through making this choice to actually show up. And what happened was miraculous. Like, I created a me beyond my wildest expectations. Like there was no, hey, I want to look like this, or this is going to take place. It was from step by step and choice by choice. I created beyond this reality with my body. And that was, for me, wow, if I could do that with this, what else is possible?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is wonderful. Like, Becky, what you've already shared with us is really amazing. And so it was kind of like you what I'm hearing you say is you started taking steps. So you realized the areas in your life where you were kind of checking out or not being everything that you could be. And you actually said, you know what, I'm changing that. And you started doing things for you, and you didn't turn yourself down. And you know how you described it as the dial? That is so, I certainly have done the same thing in many, many situations where, you know, you don't want to stand out, or you don't want to upset somebody. You don't want to make a scene. So you do, you take this dial, and whatever you've decided it is, whether or not it's something that, it could be something that someone projects at you. It could be something that you've decided yourself. It could be a combination of all of these things. And you have this dial on you, and you turn yourself up, you turn yourself down, you make yourself invisible, you make yourself brighter. And so in doing that, you can really lose who you are.
Yes.
So for you to say, you know what, that is not working for me anymore, and I'm going to choose me, and then actually take a lot of steps to do that, I applaud you, because it's not the easiest thing to do. And a lot of people are going to either put roadblocks up in your way, or they're not going to like the change because you're changing and you're going to be different. And so how did you navigate all of that?
Well, you know what's very, very interesting is, one, choosing you is actually the easiest thing that you could ever choose. We're just not even aware of that. And when you become aware of that, the most natural thing is you being you, the steps actually just start showing up. And, you know, your direction and your in the flow is so easy. But what I find interesting, what I love what you said is, you know, you do make people uncomfortable. They are not happy with the changes that you create. But, you know, that one of the biggest roadblocks I think that I actually created were the ones I decided about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I was a mom of three, because I actually, you know, was already, 45 or 46 when I became a figure competitor, which in this reality is already old. Right? Like, you're older in the idea of what your body at an age is going to look like. So I had that in my head where, well, I'm already too old to do this. And then my next one was I had three C-sections, and I actually was cut up and down, not from side to side. So that was another reason why I thought, like, this was never going to be possible. And I, you know, how am I going to build abs? Like, these, so I had all these things about myself that I already created my world that, like, this would never even be a reality for me because of all this. And the most amazing thing that took place in this experience was none of that stuff was true. I looked phenomenal. I had abs. I created a flat stomach. I did do things a little bit differently with the way I worked out on my abs, maybe because of surgery. But I also, when things would come up for me when I'm working out, is that I would look at what was coming up and seeing if it was actually true. You know, we have all these self thoughts that will come in and reasons why you shouldn't be doing something. I mean, how many times, even when you're little, when you go to, like, exercise or do things or even play outside, I'm like, don't hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
Don't work out too much because you're going to get too big. You know, like, all of these, they're, like, implanted things that will come up. And so, for me, this journey was about uncreating myself and the labels that I created and taking it step by step with my body and just recreating whatever was showing up, which was amazing.
Wow. So, because there's so many pearls in what you just said, so how did you go about, and what, you know, what can you share with our listeners about what did you do when you started uncreating all of the beliefs that you realized you were having?
Well, I was made the demand to be aware of what was coming up for me at all moments. So one thing that I recognize is that I was checked out, and I would be eating when I would not even be hungry. And I never recognized that that even took place until I took a moment to be aware of actually if my body was hungry or not. So I learned to start asking questions. So whenever these thoughts would come up, like, oh, that's my favorite, I love chocolate. And then I was like, wow, do I love chocolate? So I just started being in the question with every thought that I had. And I know that that's an interesting thing to say, but then it actually became that way when I would be working out as well, because you have these thoughts like, oh, I don't want to hurt myself. Maybe I should stop. Anytime I had anything, I was aware of what was coming up for me. And I asked a question like, hey, is this really true? Is this true for me? And if it was true, you know, it would, you know, kind of stick around, and I would, you know, then ask more questions. But if it wasn't really true for me, it would go away and I would move on and then, you know, take another step.
Wow. So you asked a lot of questions and you kept going.
And I kept going.
Oh, perfect timing for our first break.
Yay!
We'll be back in just a couple minutes, everybody. Thank you so much.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. I'm here today with Becky Maness, who is sharing some of her journey in really getting connected with her body and her being, and staying present. And right before the break, you were sharing how you were really asking questions for everything that was coming into your mind and asking, like, is this really mine? And I would love if you would share a little bit more about why were you asking that question? You know, because if you have a thought, you know, for most people, if you've got a thought, why would you even ask if it's yours?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, when you make the choice to really show up, I actually had no clue who I was. I had no clue what I could create, what I'd want to create with my body. I knew that I wanted something different. Mm-hmm. And getting to those places of beyond this reality, right, with your body. That's the only way I can explain it, because if, you know, that's why I love the question in the beginning. If we're creating a future with our body and we're looking at the energy of what that future would look like, well, you have no idea. You're like, well, I don't know what the future is. Like, I can't predict that. You know, you are not able to explain miracles. Mm-hmm. You're not able to explain how these miraculous things happen. So when I went into the creation of something completely different, I knew I didn't want to stay the same that I was, and I made the demand to be different. I knew I had to do things differently. And to do things differently, I had to look at the patterns that I've created to get where I was at. And we create those patterns through our thoughts.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something else. So sorry about that. So you create patterns through your thoughts, and then the thoughts become your reality.
Yes. Your point of view will create your reality.
And so one of the things that I have talked about quite a bit on here is that the fact of how aware we are. And so we will pick up thoughts, feelings, and emotions from everyone around us. And because we do, before these tools that we talk about all the time on this show, I just thought if I thought it and I felt it, it had to be mine. And like, because there's not, I did not come from a background where this was a common conversation where, you know, all of a sudden I'm in a bad mood. Well, I'm just in a bad mood. Now, if something happens where, you know, one second I'm fine, the next second I'm grouchy, like, wait a minute, is this even mine? Or am I simply aware of somebody else's grouchy mood and have taken it on as mine? So now I have that question that I can ask. I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's not mine. And then I don't have to do anything with it. I don't have to be it. And it really has made things so much easier. So in the conversation we're having today, you're asking this question about things that are pertaining to your body.
Yeah.
And saying, is this mine? Is this thought mine? Is this point of view mine? And then it's like, oh, okay, so if it isn't, you don't have to do anything about it.
You don't have to do anything about it. And, you know, like, even like I could ask you, Betsy, like the creation that you're at right now with, you know, and all of us, even the listeners, you could ask yourself this question, the creation that you have of your body right now, is that even your creation? Is it your mom's? Is it your grandma's? Is it, you know, like, you know, you grew up around family, and, you know, one of the things that my family's always said is, ha, 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 you're just like, going to be like your mom when you get older. And, you know, and then that's sort of exactly what you buy. And then, you know, we're miraculous people. Your point of view creates your reality. And so, you know, my question for all of you right now, the creation that you are at this point with your body, is it yours?
And that's kind of a mind-blowing question, right? It's like, wow, is it? You know, is it mine? Is it something I decided I had to have and I couldn't change?
And you're stuck with? How many of
us
decide we're at a certain place and you're like, I'm stuck with it now for, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, that's what I was at when I did this creation with my body, is that, well, I'm 45, I'm older, I've been married for 30 years, I'm, you know, my mom, I, you know, I've had stomach surgeries, and we add these, you know, labels on, these definitions on and on and on and on, all of us. Well, I don't want to say all of us, because maybe, you know, not everybody maybe does it to themselves, but I did. I did, and when I decided that, wow, I just created 2 or 3 businesses just having some great tools in my life, and if I can create businesses, wow, can I create my body the same way? Huh. And that's exactly the steps that I started, you know, taking with this. And I invite everybody to ask their bodies, ask questions. And, you know, when you ask a question, it creates possibilities or it opens up doors. You know, how many times do we stand in front of that one door and be like, oh, the door's shut, but this is it. I'm standing here waiting. And, you know, you ask a question. The next thing you know, you look down the hall and 4 or 5 doors open. And now you have choice. Oh, I could go this direction. I could go that direction. And that's what, you know, the willingness to show up created for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what I would love is, you know, for anybody who's listening and saying the exact things that you said to your body, I'm too old. I've had surgeries. I can't change this. I can't. So every time you put a roadblock in your way of I can't, what questions can be, can we replace the roadblocks with?
Great question. I would say I would use the tool. What I did when it came up for me, when I can't do this or that's not possible, I would ask, wow, is that mine? Is that my thought? What do I know about this? And I would look at that. And when I asked those questions, it's not like I was waiting for an answer. For me, you know, questions are like a form of prayer. And whatever you believe in, the universe all of a sudden would say, oh, wait, excuse me, what did you say? Did you just ask me something? Wait, what? Yes. Asking, you shall receive. And then, you know, I'd be watching the TV show and somehow I'd get my answer. Or somebody would walk up to me and say exactly what I was, you know, asking about. And it was fun for me. And it was literally that much fun. And I would play with it. And I would be in the creation of with my questions. And, yeah.
Well, I think one of the good things that you just touched on that I would love to dive in some more is fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, inviting fun into everything that we've talked about. So here you go. You're like, all right, this is what I desire to change with, create and change with my body that I've not created before.
Yeah.
So you could view it as hard work, a task, insurmountable, you know, we could go on and on with all the things that you could view this as. So did you view it as those things, or how did you view what you wanted to change and create?
Well, it was a blast for me. And you're like, oh, how would that be fun? Well, there's so many things that were revealed to me that I've always been a very high stress, anxiety, high intensity. With the working out, with really the creation of this, my stress levels went way down, way, way down. So when that started taking place, the fun started showing up, less stress. The mobility that I was having, the play with all of that actually was an amazing addition to my life. It was an amazing addition to my life. Although I have to do tell you though, like the way I look at it is if I wake up every day in this, my life, and I'm the host of this party, like my life is a party and I'm the host, right? And I'm inviting my body to come to my party and play. Well, now let me tell you, if you're saying to your body every time you look in the mirror, you're fat, you're ugly, or I don't like this about you, or I don't like that about you, do you want to go to that party? Like, if somebody invites you to a party and they're not very nice to you, like, do you want to show up? No, you might show up, but you might be like, oh, geez, they're not so nice to me. And so that being said, well, you know, like, what are you saying? Who are you inviting? And it's, you know, it's the invitation to fun and play. And I want my body to show up to my party. I, you know, every day if I'm the host, what am I, you know, creating? What am I inviting? And what fun are we going to have? And it's really that invitation. Do I have bad days? Of course I do.
Do you have what?
Bad days. You know, like people are like, oh, are you walking around and, yeah, every day is a party for you. You know, sometimes, but my my bad days are really more of like bad moments or, you know, bad hours. And then I go back to being like, well, wow, if today was the last day on this earth, what would I be doing? What would I be planning? How much fun could I have? What would me and my body be doing? And whether, you know, I don't go skydiving and I'm not bull riding necessarily, but it's the invitation of that energy in to my day.
And, you know, the what came into for me when you were talking is being a hostess with the mostest, you know, like I love to be a hostess with the mostest. And I'm thinking and asking myself as you were talking is like, you know, where am I not being the hostess or the mostest for myself? And so I'm so grateful that you brought this this piece into this conversation today. And, you know, yeah, it's not all sunshine and roses. And, you know, that's okay. It doesn't have to be. And, you know, yes, we all have bad moments and things that could go a different way, but it's how you actually, well, I don't want to, I'm looking for the word here. Sorry, the energy just went shoo. you know, and it's how you be with yourself when there are challenges in your life and how you honor you during those times.
Yes. Love that. Mm. And how you're honoring yourself and how you're honoring your body and the gift, you know, and the gift that your body is for you. And, you know, we all came here and, you know, to be these miraculous beings in these amazing bodies that we chose. And that's a gift, you know, like if you could take even 1 second to be like, well, I chose this body. You chose this body. And I do believe that, you know, I get that. And so it comes to then what is right about me that I'm not getting. You know, we always will look at our bodies and what's wrong. But, you know, if you came down here and you chose this body and you're so, you know, you're living and you're grateful for this body and it's fun to start looking at what's right about your body. Like, what's right about this? What's right about everything? And, you know, it's really just kind of a shift of your perspective. And to me, it's being in the creation of your life.
Yes. And, you know, so being in creation versus always being in reaction.
Yeah, or like the effect, right? Like the effect.
Exactly, right? So you are actually the one as the host and the hostess of your party, of your life, as opposed to being somebody in the passenger seat and just kind of going along for the ride. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and so it's so interesting in how, like, you know, just the willingness to choose to start asking some of these questions, like my creation of my the recognizing that I had a choice in the creation of my body came from the willingness to show up Like, I said in the very beginning, if you missed it, one day I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm showing up. I don't care who I make mad anymore. I don't care, you know, who I piss off. I am going to be as big as I possibly can. And I think my body was like, finally, yes, yes, let me show you what we can create now. And we did. And you know, and now I'm just always like, hey, what else? What else can we do? Like, what else, you know, did I think was impossible and not even just impossible, what could I actually create as a future that would contribute to everybody else that then they thought was an impossibility?
It's such an invitation, what we're talking about today, and an invitation to playing with our bodies and being co-creators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and
so cool.
So being a co-creator and the hostess, like the host mm-hmm. or the hostess of the party of your life, then what truly is possible that you have decided is impossible? And that's really what we're talking about today. So we are hitting our set time for our second break. And I can't wait to see where we go when we come back. So stay
Yay.
Tuned, everybody. We're with Becky Bonnef today, and we'll be back shortly.
Cool.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Betsy McLaughlin is your host for Imperfect Brilliance here today with Becky Bonnef, and inviting you guys to different possibilities and conversation today around our bodies. And so if there's anywhere where you've decided it's too late for you, you can't change, whatever it is that you have decided is unchangeable for your body, I wonder, by starting to ask some questions and being willing to look at something different, truly what else could be possible. That's basically what we're talking about today. And Becky, can you let everybody know, because this time is going by so quickly, how people can find you if they would like to have more conversation with you?
Yeah, my website. Which is Becky with a Y, B-E-C-K-Y dash Vanes, V as in Victor, A-N-N-E-S.com. That's the easiest way. Of course,
awesome.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram and all those fun things, but my website, yeah, probably the easiest.
Wonderful. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at creatingyumminess.com. And I, too, am on Facebook. And, of course, you can also find us through Om Times, through the radio show listing there, and lots of different ways that you can find us and reach out. And Becky and I like to play together, so that's always a possibility as well. And I'm wondering, too, like, what else, if really you could wake up tomorrow and you did not remember, like, you know, like the movies, they always have somebody with amnesia, and you wake up and you don't know who you are, where you are, you know, anything about you. So what if you applied that to your body and your relationship with your body? So everything that you had decided and you've said to your body or you've done to your body, you've judged, all of those things that we've done. What if tomorrow you woke up and, like, it was a clean slate and none of that mattered? And what would you create then?
Yeah. Well, my gosh, what a great question. And I'm also wondering what, so your body has talents and abilities you haven't even acknowledged.
Mm.
And that's like the segue of what you just said, because I think when, you know, we don't acknowledge what maybe would be possible because we've already decided what we can do and what we can't do. And if you did wake up, you had no idea, you know, what your limits were, what you've decided is fun for you or not fun for you. Your body has abilities and talents beyond what you've ever even imagined.
Hmm.
And I would love for everybody to get that.
Well, when you started at, you said you were 45 when you started the weightlifting and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you started versus, you know, where you were 6 months down the road, I'm sure it was quite different in what you were able to do with your body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And do you still do the competition and the all of the body preparation that's required for that, or?
Yes and no. I have not done another competition. I actually still will play with the training and the creation of my body. And just recently I was like, hey, you know what? I think I would like to be a little bit more tight and sleek. I wonder if I do this, if that, what that would create if I did this. So, like, I'm in the creation. And, well, just recently, I probably lost, like, 25 pounds by just looking and saying, hey, I think I'd like to play a little bit more with this. And then, you know, I'm like, hey, what would that take? How about I'll add a little cardio to my, you know, my routine. And if I'd like to change the shape of my arms, maybe I'm going to do some push-ups, or, you know, like, what would that look like? And so for me, it's really the fun and playfulness. It's like if you have, like, Play-Doh when you're little and modeling clay, and you literally can just play with it and shape it and change it, your body will do that for you. If you ask, if you allow, if you're willing to acknowledge the talents and abilities that your body actually has and the capabilities it has, it's amazing. It's a gift.
It truly is. So I would love, that kind of brought up a couple of questions for me, and which is, so when you go to the gym, or, you know, you wake up in the morning and you decide you're going to go running, you know, or whatever it is that you are going, you're choosing for your routine, do you ask your body if, you know, that's what your body would enjoy doing, or do you just plow through it if your body doesn't want, or how do you do that piece?
Well, so I ask a lot of questions. Because there also will be those things that we talked about in the beginning, that you have decided on something and you're not always quite aware of those decisions. So let's see if I can like explain that a little bit further, where you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. So, oh, my body doesn't want to do that. Where I get that I had blocks that I actually set up to stop myself in certain areas. And so the way I will follow like different routines is if it is, I want to say, I don't know if you really get like light and heavy, but some things just seem to seem easier if I go in a direction. So it's not necessarily always, hey, I don't feel like working out today or do feel like working out. It's more of like, okay, what, like I'll get to the gym and like, what are we doing today? And then somehow, you know, I'll be heading to a treadmill, like, okay, that would be fun. And sometimes it's even happened on it just for 10 minutes. Then I'm like, oh, I want to get off now. Okay, let me get something else to work on. Mm-hmm. And because they're really, it's a fine-tuned thing where we have our brain that will tell us, I don't want to do this. You know, mm-hmm. like, I don't feel like doing this. Compared to, does your body want to do this? And I get, you know, thanks for bringing that up. So what do you do then? Right. Like, well, so for me, I will ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what questions do you ask when you come up against some, you know, some roadblocks we've talked about, you know, is this mine?
Yeah.
And, you know, would it be fun? And what other questions do you ask?
Well, actually, my favorite one, and I actually use this in all areas, and we're talking about bodies here, but this happens with business, this happens in, you know, relationships, this happens, you know, in many different things where we're like, hey, is this me stopping me, or is it this, or is it, you know, like a breakthrough? Well, I will ask, if I choose this, what will my life look like in 5 years? And there's this space of that I will look at when I ask that. Like if it feels light, then I do that. If it, all of a sudden it's kind of like, then I know, then that's not what I'm gonna choose. So I will ask what my life will look like in, you know, like, hey, 5 minutes, you can ask, 5 years, 10 minutes, 500 years. It's the idea of taking those steps to create the future that you're actually looking for, that we kind of talked about, you know, in the beginning. And by asking, hey, if I choose this, what will it look like? And I ask that question and just sort of followed like the light or the heavy, you know, just be aware of the light or heaviness to it. You know, because we're creating something that we've never created before.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. And, well, yeah.
Right. And so we're creating something we've not created before, and it could be different every single day. So, you know, I used to think, you know, have this routine, and that was my routine, and that was the way it was.
Yep.
And I didn't ask any questions. I just did it every day. You know, I was like, okay,
yeah,
run 2 miles today or whatever it was. So that, and there was no question in any of that. So,
well, and you're kind of on autopilot.
Yes.
Like, hey, this is my routine. This is what happens. It's like that autopilot. And then, but, you know, like it's the autopilot, like I'd like to explain, is like when you're driving and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, how did I get here? I mean, you know, you've been in the car, like, you know, you're driving, your hands are on the wheel, but your brain, like, you sort of just jump back in and you're like, oh, wow, that was weird. Like, for me, that's a moment of just kind of like when you're running on autopilot. You know, your body was still there. It was still driving, but you sort of checked out of it. And in the creation of, you know, the what you're saying too, like with the body, there are places we just run on autopilot. We might not always be so aware of the checked outness,
mm-hmm.
but there is the space of, well, this is the routine. This is the, and I don't live by routines. Like I live literally in, well, I'd love to say 10 second increments. I'd love to say that. It might not quite be that. And but it really is like always asking a question. Hey, what would be fun to do now? What else is possible here? You know, there's just so many fun questions that I will ask to constantly be present and be in the creation. and hopefully not an autopilot, because autopilot is just kind of keep creating and doing the same routine.
Yes. And you know, I'm loving this conversation today, really about getting, it is about getting out of the autopilot that we might be in. And the questions that we're talking about today certainly can be applied to any part of your life.
And
right. So if you're on autopilot with your body, are there other areas in your life that you're on autopilot on? And it's not a wrongness. You know, we've all certainly, like, we've all chosen it. And it's just, okay, what would you like to choose now? And if every day you wake up with that blank slate, easy for me to say, the willingness to choose something that might be uncomfortable, you might have absolutely no idea how it's going to show up, but you're going to choose it anyhow. And you don't dial yourself down, like Becky talked about at the beginning, and you're willing to stand tall and be present in you and who you are in the world. It's such a beautiful invitation. When I see people who are choosing that and being that in the world, I'm just like, oh yeah, that. And I will say to myself things like, okay, anywhere I'm not being that or choosing that, I'm choosing it now. And even in this conversation today, I'm like, okay, what can I choose now that I haven't been willing to choose? What questions can I ask? What energies can I be and choose to create everything that I have decided is impossible?
Yes, that is amazing. Wow. It's that invitation of being in the wonderment, the wow. If you woke up today and you had no idea and no restrictions and no limitations, and you're like, wow, what's next? What would my body like to do? Like, what would I like to create? It's, you know, like, what can I create? Mm-hmm. What can I create with my body? What would be fun? What would my body like to look like?
And yes. That, yes. And, you know, the other thing that's popping in that I would like to address a little bit is, don't make yourself wrong for anything you've chosen or you haven't chosen. How often do we go to that place of, I'm wrong, I'm bad, look at what I did, look at what I didn't do. And would you be willing to not do that anymore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually really be, you know, be kind to you. How often are we our worst critics and an enemy of ourselves?
Yeah, I love that you said that, because what would that look like if you were the invitation to inviting you to the party? Like the party you'd like to show up to, right? Like you said, be kind to you. You don't want to go to a party where people are mean, you know? And if, you know, you'd like to create your life and your body and your business and your friends as, the celebration, well, what kind of invitation do you need to be to you?
Yes.
And we're not taught that. We're not taught to know what you know. We're not taught to, you know, be the invitation for you and hey, what would you like to choose, you know? And that's still okay, because if you found this and you're listening to us, we're inviting you to it now. Come to Betsy and I's party. You're invited.
totally invited. And it's never too late. You know, I think about some of the things that we've seen, you know, where you see, I saw a runway model who was in his 80s, and it was the first, it was so phenomenal to watch. And it was the first runway show he'd ever done. And I was watching this guy going, okay, so most 80, and I think he was 82 or something, most 82-year-olds are not even, it's not even something they would comprehend in their world. And here's this guy doing it. And, you know, so I love when you see people and I'm doing air quotes, of course you can't see that, but like beating the odds and or defying what this, you know, like defying standards that have been set. So how many standards have we set in our own life because that's just what the norm is?
Yeah. Yeah, and what energy can we be like what you just said with that story? Now that's inviting everybody else and future opportunities like that into our lives. That is, you know, creating and, you know, the creation of life. And by us just looking at this and just talking, you already are all that, or you wouldn't be here.
Oh my gosh, Becky, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for being on today.
The party's over. Aww.
Just for now. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Becky, for playing with us.
Thank
you. Come back soon, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. Take care, and thank you for listening.